Hola y bienvenidos a Sex and Spanglish, where we empower mujeres to get in touch with their bodies, own their pleasure, and where we discuss all the cochinadas our abuelas didn't tell us about. I'm Ana López, sexpert, future doctora, certified sex and life coach, proud Latina, and your go-to guide for all things sex. I'm here to help you kick vergüenza to the curb and teach you to have guilt-free sexual pleasure. Basically, I'm here to help you have mind-blowing sex without all the guilt and shame you learned growing up. Let's be real. La comunidad Latina doesn't talk about sex, pero qué suerte tienes because this Latina does. It is my vision to have Latinas worldwide discussing sex with one another just like they do with chisme. Así que, prepárate. I'm about to change the way you view sex para siempre. Welcome back to another episode of the Sex and Spanglish podcast. Today we are going to be talking about how to recognize emotions. So we've talked a lot on this podcast about emotions and all the things. And I think emotions are very complicated for many people because for many of us, we weren't allowed to have emotions, right? Like we still had them, but we were told not to have them or not to display them rather, right? Like don't cry, don't be mad, like all of these things. So we really didn't learn how to recognize when we were having an emotion and we weren't allowed to even process them or taught to process them. So today I'm going to be talking about recognizing emotions. And when I say emotions and feelings, I use those two words interchangeably. So just keep that in mind. But at the base of it, emotions are things such as happy, sad, anxious, angry, right? Those are emotions. Those are also feelings. Same, same. So what are emotions other than happy, sad, anxious, angry, right? Those are examples. But emotions are literally physical sensations in our body. So when we are feeling happy, sad, anxious, angry, whatever other feeling we're feeling, we are having physical sensations happening in our body. So for example, when you feel anger, there is a visceral sensation happening in your body, a visceral reaction. You are having a physical sensation. So if you are angry in the moment and you tap into your body, you are probably feeling hot, a rapid heartbeat. Maybe your face and neck feel kind of sweaty or hot. Your mind might be racing. If you are feeling anxious, you might feel like knots or butterflies in your stomach, maybe a rapid heartbeat. If you are sad, you might feel maybe a little bit cold, your stomach kind of drops, you have a slower heartbeat. So these aren't an exhaustive list by any means, or this isn't an exhaustive list by any means. It's entirely dependent on the individual, which is why it is so important for you to get in the practice of recognizing how certain emotions feel in your body. This is like step one. Right? Like recognizing you're having an emotion and then feeling like, okay, I'm having this emotion. What do I feel when I'm feeling that emotion? Also, if y'all can hear the rain in the background, I'm sorry. There are like severe thunderstorms happening right in this moment. So anyway, why do I bring all this up? Well, not only is recognizing emotions super important, pleasure is an emotion. Right? And when do we feel pleasure? Well, we feel pleasure during sex. We also feel it in many other areas of our life, but this is a sex podcast. So as always, I'm always going to bring this back to sex. Pleasure is an emotion. Pleasure is a feeling. So I'm going to take you through a guided exercise to help you recognize what pleasure feels like in your body. So if you can do this exercise now, if you're at home, the power just went out, so I will come back. So give me a minute here. But if you are at home, go ahead and do this exercise. If you are not, I would say you can listen to this and like take mental notes, but definitely come back when you are in a place where you can really do this exercise. So with that being said, let's get started. Okay, take a moment to get comfy. You can either remain seated or lie on the floor. You can even stand if that feels good to you. Maybe sitting on a pillow on the floor, whatever feels good for you. Just take a second to get comfy. And take a few deep breaths here, whatever depth feels good for you. And once you've done that and you've gotten in a comfortable place, I want you to take a moment to imagine a moment in time where you felt immense joy. Maybe it was a specific place, a particular date, or simply with someone you love. No matter the details, allow yourself to go there in your mind now. There's no one watching you, so allow yourself to relax into this moment as if it was happening again right before your eyes. Now, with this moment in mind, what do you see? Are you inside? Are you outside? Maybe you're in a different town, state, or even country. What catches your attention as you take in all the details of this moment? What time of year is it? Are you dressed half naked to avoid the summer sun? Or are you bundled because you're afraid of catching a cold? Is there anyone there with you? Are they physically present or only there in spirit or in mind? What are the reasons you chose this moment to go back to? When you feel you have taken in every detail of this moment, take a moment to check in with your physical body. What sensations are going on? We'll start with the top of your head. What do you notice? Moving down to your eyes, your nose, your mouth, and chin. Does it feel soft or tense? What is happening there? Working your way down to your neck and shoulders. Take note of any sensations here. Are your shoulders relaxed or tense? Are they warm or cold? Moving to your arms and back, notice any sensations here. And then do the same thing with your hands. Taking your attention to your chest and stomach, what is happening here? Are there butterflies or knots? Maybe calm or nervousness? What do you feel? Now checking in with your glutes and legs, what is happening here? Notice any sensation. How is it different from what you normally feel outside of this moment? And lastly, moving to the feet. What do you notice here? Take one last moment to take in the full picture of how you are physically feeling with this moment in mind. Imagine taking that feeling and tucking it away for safekeeping. You can come back to this moment at any time. Take one last deep breath here, and when you're ready, you can go ahead and sit up or open your eyes if they're closed. Okay, so I trust that you've gone ahead and come out of that exercise and you're awake now, hopefully. That feeling that you felt was likely pleasure, right? That joy, that pleasure, those are pretty much the same thing. You created that right now with that exercise. And you can come back to that feeling anytime, even during sex, that is available to you. Now, it does take practice, right? It's not going to happen overnight, but it is possible. And what I want to point out to you is that you are the one that is creating this for you, not anyone else. If you listened to last week's episode, I talked about how I spent most of my late teen / adult life, you know, really thinking that other people were the ones that were creating my pleasure. And everything changed when I realized that it was me. I was the one creating all of these things. So when you really embody that you are the creator of your joy and pleasure, your life is going to be forever changed. So on this week's hot tip on Wednesday, if you didn't know this, every Wednesday I release a hump day hot tip. So be sure to tune in. It's on the same podcast, so you just have to be subscribed to get updated when it releases. But on this week's hot tip, I will be discussing why pleasure is such a powerful emotion. So I'll be talking more about this. So be sure to stay tuned. If you have any questions about this, send me a DM. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram at Sex and Spanglish. I'm happy to help. So until next time, mi gente. Hey, mujer, this is your invitation to join La Sinvergüenza Symposium. Redefine what it means to be a sinvergüenza and learn to do the things you enjoy without shitting on yourself. The waitlist is open and ready for your name. The link to join is in the show notes. If you like what you heard, be sure to hit the subscribe button to be notified when new episodes are released. Join me every week to hear me talk about orgasms, foreskin, dildos, and all the other cochinadas your abuela didn't tell you about. But that's not all. We'll also discuss machismo, la tía metiche, and sexual stories from other Latinas just like you. And if you're ready to start spicing up your sex life tonight, then be sure to download my free ebook, Spice It Up Con La Sex Coach. You can find the link in the show notes. And finally, let's keep in touch. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Sex and Spanglish. Be sure to follow me and let me know you heard this episode. Deseándote todo el placer, porque el placer es poder.